And should the Secretary of Defense ever sit down to dash off a bit of formal verse? Mark Twain once offered this advice: if you catch an adjective, kill it. Writing teacher Ben Yagoda of the University of Delaware prefers collecting the offending words. He recently penned an article on the subject for the Chronicle of Higher Education.
The adjective, so ludic, so minatory, so twee.
Twee, precious, ludic, playful, but minatory?
Minatory is a word that means something along the lines of threatening or menacing, and a very good writer named William Boyd used it in an op-ed piece in the Times, New York Times, last summer, where he was talking about the French TV weather people's dour forecasts about the hot weather. He wrote, "The tone is minatory and worrying and very infectious." And I immediately clipped that out and put it in my file.
You make the point that adjectives don't get much respect at the beginning of your article, but what prompted you to start collecting examples?
Writing's like a lot of other things, that there are different levels of the game, as John McPhee said about tennis. And I counsel a lot of my students to kill the adjectives because they are often misused. The main thing I tell them, first of all, is show, don't tell. And an adjective can be a way of telling without really earning or proving what you have to say. So you have to work your way up to really being able to deploy and use these adjectives well.
Give us some deliciously bad examples of adjectives that are used, maybe famous uses, presumably not by good writers, or they wouldn't be so bad.
One of the problems I just mentioned was the sort of tell, don't show thing that the beginning writers often use. Another problem is the showing off, and there are a lot of obscure hornbook adjectives, probably more than any other part of speech. I clipped a capsule movie review from the New Yorker magazine that just had a overdone, ostentatious use of adjectives, it seemed to me. It was a review of a movie called Wild at Heart, and it said, "Everything is wrong with this film," and I'll quote, "The wrongness has an escalating, vertiginous quality. The shocks don't have much resonance. The weirdness is inexpressive and trivial, even silly. The lurid villainy always seems diversionary, a baroque disguise for a bland, lifeless, and overfamiliar story." That's about 12 adjectives in two sentences, and it's just too much.
Could one then, in theory, write and never use an adjective at all and still produce a beautiful piece of writing?
I think that's what Hemingway did, or at least tried to do. And sure, you know, Hemingway, of course, wrote beautifully. Then again, so did Faulkner. And Faulkner went about it in a totally different way. Hemingway was less is more. Faulkner was more is more.
Well, after 20 years of collecting, if you had to proffer one single example of a great use of adjectives, do you have one?
It might be the one that got me started on this. And that was from Thomas Hobbes, the English philosopher, and his book, Leviathan, where he referred to the life of man, solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short.
Five adjectives, and you wouldn't want to cross out any one of them.
No, and they're all simple. You don't have to use words like minatory to use adjectives well.
Ben Yagoda is a collector of adjectives and a professor of English at the University of Delaware. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.
Songs and lyrics from the poetry of Donald Rumsfeld are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.